And joining me now is Roger Blake, who's a National Director at Rail Future, with a remit for infrastructure and networks. And he's been in talks with GWR supporting the Devon and Cornwall regional branch. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. So do you think GWR has made the right decision in reducing services now rather than risking more cancellations later?
I think what passengers most of all look for on a railway is a dependable service. And most unfortunately, these trains have rather let GWR and most importantly their customers down by not being part of a dependable service. So it's the least bad choice from our point of view, because although it takes out some services, which is going to be damned inconvenient for some, what remains of the timetable, which is most of it, should be a more dependable proposition that people can, until the middle of December, plan their lives around. I think we're encouraged to hear that GWR fully recognised the difficulties during this first couple of weeks, particularly with college students and so forth. And we look forward to middle of December, just before Christmas, when, all being well, we will be back to a full service. So it's an unfortunate step back in order to then, we hope, take a couple of steps forward.
So to what extent is this situation GWR's fault, and how much responsibility lies elsewhere in the rail industry?
Well, it can be, with hindsight, all too easy to get into a bit of a blame game. I think GWR have got the rough end of a deal here, and one of the issues is collective across various parts of the industry. And if a decision to move these trains out of storage after Transport for Wales have finished with them to GWR, if that decision had been taken a lot sooner, I think most people doubt that we would have anything remotely like the kind of problems and the scale of the problems that we've got now. But in the age-old saying, here we are, we've got to find a way of moving forward, and in the near term, we have to just take a short step back, rebuild, and then we can go forward again. But it does expose the longer-term need for GWR, amongst many other national train operators, to have more and newer rolling stock to meet the increasing demand of the general public to travel by train, which is a good thing.
So what does this latest problem actually tell us about the age and the condition of Britain's train fleet? And does this underline the need for new trains in the southwest?
It absolutely helps to underscore the case for a wider diesel rolling stock replacement, fleet replacement, which GWR are developing. They are in the Department for Transport's commercial pipeline, which is one of the places you have to kind of start off, but this will take quite a number of years to come to fruition yet. There are other train operators around the country which have been fortunate in replacing a large proportion of their fleet, and GWR want to be in a similar position as soon as they possibly can be, because they know that it's not just letting existing customers down. There is a widespread belief that there is suppressed demand for rail travel if only a better quality and more dependable service could be offered, and more and newer trains are a vital ingredient in that.
So we have plenty of messages from listeners, which we'll get back to shortly. But Roger, just before I let you go, as we look ahead into the future now, so what does a better railway for Cornwall actually look like? I mean, how are Cornwall's railways in comparison with the rest of the country?
Well, Cornwall undoubtedly, very often with some justification, feels that it gets the rough end of the deal. There are many, many other parts of the country which are also remote and don't have anything like the rail service they would wish. So there is a lot of work to do to increase the frequency of trains, increase the length of the trains which do run, to modernise the fleet so that they break down less often, and that they have all the modern 21st century facilities like good Wi-Fi and so forth that today's passengers expect.
Well, Roger, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's Roger Blake there, who's a national director at Rail Future with a remit for infrastructure and networks.